If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again by radio today. Having been off the air for two Sundays due to changes in the local station, we're happy to be back with you today on Worth Baptist Hour. Why not call a friend and remind them that Worth Baptist Hour is back on the air at the same position on the dial at KRXV. It's a joy to broadcast the good news of redeeming grace to you today. We are now in our seventh year of broadcasting the gospel through this medium, and we praise the Lord for the wonderful things He's done through us and for us here in Worth Baptist Hour. We would like to give you today a very special invitation to be our guest on our 22nd anniversary. Today, Worth Baptist Church is 22 years old. We celebrate our 22nd anniversary and homecoming day with the great anticipation that God is going to give us the greatest day in our history. Our Sunday school goal today is 1,022, and we're looking forward to reaching many people with the gospel through the anniversary and homecoming services today. Some of you have been planning for a long time to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, today is the day. We're looking forward to a wonderful time together. We're inviting all of our former members and our friends in the listening audience to come and share with us our 22nd anniversary. We're happy to have the Moody family with us today to provide our anniversary music, and we believe their singing will thrill your heart. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our anniversary worship services will begin at 11 this morning and 7 this evening. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. And we would be more than happy to have you, your family, and your friends visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Now, we are planning in the very near future to relocate our church as we plan to build on our beautiful 14-acre site that adjoins the properties of the Fort Worth State School at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. Be looking for an announcement in the very near future for the beginning of our construction of our new facilities at that location. But in the meanwhile, right here at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come and share the blessings of the Lord, especially today, our 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad that you attended the services today. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Last Sunday, on February the 29th, we had our first television program, an anniversary special, on Channel 39. No doubt many of you saw that program. We'd like to hear your comments about our television program last week. Just drop us a card and let us know that you saw it and your feelings about it and your feelings about a future continuation of such telecast. We'd be happy to hear your response this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And don't forget, tell a friend that Worth Baptist Hour is back on the air, KRXV. And we'll be looking forward to reaching many, many people in the new operation of this radio station. May the Lord bless you as you respond this week. Again, our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, You and Your Heart. I shall read from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, at verse 7. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel again today over this radio station. We thank Thee for every listener. We pray Thy blessings upon them, that this broadcast and this message might encourage and strengthen their hearts. We ask especially for our aging friends and our shut-in friends. We pray, dear Lord, that those who are in the rest homes and those who are in their own homes sick or in the hospitals or wherever they are, may this broadcast be a special blessing to them. Save those who are lost. Reclaim those who have drifted from Thee. And may this broadcast bring honor and glory to Christ. Bless our nation and our city as we claim them in this bicentennial year, for this to be the year of revival. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in your Bible at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You and your heart. What kind of condition is your heart in today, spiritually? Let me tell you something about your heart, some things that you perhaps already know, but we do well to remind ourselves of these things. In a normal lifespan, your heart will beat 2.5 billion times. Now, don't get disturbed about it because it rests 1/16 of a second between every beat. In a 24-hour period, your heart generates enough energy to lift a 60-ton freight car 1 foot off the ground. In just a matter of seconds, your heart will pump 5 quarts of blood over 100,000 miles of arteries and veins in your body. The medical authorities tell us that from 91 to 97% of all diseases are related to the heart, and heart kills twice the number of people as cancer. Here's a tragic note, an alarming fact. 1 out of every 4 people who hear this broadcast today will die of heart trouble. Now, with all of this in mind, I want to talk to you, heart to heart, about your heart. What kind of condition is your heart in? Now, when we look at people, we are prone to judge them by the clothes they wear, or by the kind of car they drive, or the kind of house they live in, or the number of figures in their salary, or the education that they have, or something else that's an outward, external measurement. But my friend, when God measures you, and He does, and He will continue to measure you, when God measures you, He doesn't put the tape around your head to see how intellectual you are. He doesn't put the tape around your waist to see how big you are, nor around your pocketbook to see how wealthy you are, nor around your muscle to see how strong you are. When God measures you, He puts the tape around your heart. God wants to know what you really are. And your heart is a barometer of everything that you are. Your heart thinks, it reasons, it understands. Your heart reflects what you really are. Your entire person is governed by your heart. Now, there are 3 basic questions about your heart that I want you to consider with me. Question number 1, what does God say about your heart? Well, God says your heart is evil. It is written in Genesis chapter 6 at verse 5, where God tells us through Moses that He saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. All of his imaginations of his heart were evil only continually. God says that your heart is deceitful. In Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible says, God says, that wherever your treasure is, your heart's going to be right there with it. Jesus put it this way in Luke 12:34. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God says that you should love Him with a total capacity of your heart. In Matthew 22, at verse 37, Jesus said, And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. God goes on to say that you should search for Him with your whole heart. In Jeremiah 29:13 it is written, Thou shalt seek me and find me when thou searchest for me with all thine heart. God says you should keep your heart with all diligence. Listen to what the wise Solomon says in Proverbs 4:23. Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God goes on to say that He knows everything that's going on in your heart. Did you know that God knows right now what is in the innermost recesses of your heart? He knows what you're thinking about. In Jeremiah 17:10, God says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I know the heart. God knows right now what your heart is entertaining. God knows the plans, the thoughts, the imaginations, the intents of your heart. Someone has observed that in every heart there is a cross and there is a throne. When you are on the cross, Jesus Christ is on the throne. But when you get on the throne of your life, that puts Jesus Christ on the cross. It has further been observed that in every heart there is a little weaver at work. When you think good, pleasant, wholesome, holy, righteous, clean thoughts, the weaver weaves your character with golden thread. On the other hand, when you think dark, evil, sinful, vile, unclean thoughts, the weaver uses dark, black thread to weave your character. What is the weaver of your heart doing right now? How does he weave your character? What kind of thoughts are in your heart? God knows everything about it. The second question that I would ask concerning your heart is this. What does God see in your heart? Remember the text? Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. I believe basically God sees three things in your heart. First, He sees a true reading of your character. Now, you may fool your husband or your wife or your children or your brother or sister or your grandmother or your aunt or uncle, your neighbor, your friend, your boss man. But my friend, there are two people you can never fool. First, you cannot fool yourself. You must live with yourself. You must sit down with yourself. You must lie down with yourself. You must sleep with yourself. You cannot fool yourself. And second, you cannot fool God. You can put on a beautiful front, but it doesn't fool God. God sees a reading of your true character. You know what the difference between personality, reputation, and character is, do you not? Well, personality is what you seem to be. Reputation is what people think you are. And character is what you really are. In Mark 7:21 through 23, Jesus said, For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, lasciviousness, deceit, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. In Luke 6:45, Jesus said, A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil. In Proverbs 23:7, the wise Solomon said, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In Hebrews 4:12, it is written, The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Secondly, God sees a true measure of your sincerity. In Matthew 15:8, Jesus said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their lips, and honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me." Now, my friend, you can put your hand in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus and walk with Him over the stony path from Galilee to Judea and back, talking with Him all the while about His sacrifice upon the cross. But unless He has your heart, it is meaningless for Him to have your hand. Another thing that God sees when He looks in your heart is a true picture of your destiny. Where will you spend eternity? The Bible says either in heaven or hell. And God looks in your heart right this moment, and God knows where you will spend eternity. Now, my third question in this message today concerning you and your heart is this. What kind of heart does the Bible say you should have? We've seen the kind of heart that some of us have. But now, what does the Bible say about the kind of heart you ought to have? The Bible says you should have a clean heart. The psalmist prayed in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Not only that, but you should have a pure heart. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's not all, my friend. You should have a broken heart. In Psalm 34:18, it is written, "The Lord is nigh unto them of a broken heart." Then, my friend, going further, you should have an established heart. In Psalm 112 and verse 8, it is written, "His heart is established. He shall not be afraid." If your heart is established, you need not fear. Why, the Bible says, "Perfect love casteth out fear." If your heart is established in the things of Christ, if your heart is established in the truth of the Bible, you need not fear. Then, my friend, going on, the Bible says you should have a sound heart. Psalm 119 and verse 80, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed." My friends, you have no need to be ashamed if you have the Word of God hidden in your heart. Remember the psalmist said, "Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Then, my friend, you should have an enlarged heart. I read in Psalm 119 at verse 32, the psalmist said, and I quote, "I will run the way of Thy commandments when Thou shalt enlarge my heart." Now, when your heart is enlarged, your capacity to forgive is enlarged. When your heart is enlarged, your capacity to love is enlarged. When your heart is enlarged, your capacity to give is enlarged. When your heart is enlarged, your capacity to witness for Christ is enlarged. It all depends upon how big is your heart. If your heart is enlarged, then the love of God can overflow out of your life and into the lives of those about you. Then, my friend, the Bible says, are you listening? Listen carefully. The Bible says you should have a new heart. Is your heart a new heart? In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36 and verse 26, the Bible describes how God can give you a new heart. Did you know that God is the divine surgeon? That He can remove the stony heart out of your body, as it were, and give you a new heart? Listen to what He says. Ezekiel 36, 26. "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." God wants you to have a new heart today, my friend. The only way you can have a new heart is to come into the right relationship with Christ. You must confess Him as your Savior. You must trust Him as the Lord and Master of your life. You must turn the reins of your life over to Him. You must exercise faith in His finished work upon the cross. You must pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. God will give you a new heart. I just read it to you out of the Bible. A new heart will I give you. You know, my prayer and your prayer today ought to be this. Lord, give me a new heart. Not a repaired heart, not a reconditioned heart, not a rewired heart, not a rebuilt heart, but a new heart. That's the need of the hour. You need a new heart. The poet put it this way. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to love everybody in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to love everybody in my heart. Lord, I want to be more humble in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more humble in my heart. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus in my heart. My friend, is that your prayer? I trust that it is. I have this footnote and I shall be through. And it is in the form of a prayer out of Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Will you pray that prayer and really mean it? Search me, O God, and know my heart. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you once again of your opportunity to come and share with us our 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church today. Our homecoming day services will be as follows. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Our goal is 1,022. Our Sunday morning anniversary worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening anniversary hour begins at 7. We would be more than happy to have you and your family and bring along a friend to share with us the 22nd anniversary and homecoming of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. If you would like to have a cassette tape of today's message, all you need to do is write without any cost, without any obligation to you. Simply write and ask for the tape of the broadcast of March 7, our anniversary day, and we'll send it to you free and postage paid. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.